This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Iran has not made a decision yet about whether to extend an agreement with the UN Atomic Watchdog over access to surveillance footage at its nuclear sites. That's according to the country's foreign ministry on Monday. The remarks by the foreign ministry spokesman come after a three-month deal between Tehran and international nuclear inspectors to preserve video data that the country's atomic installations expired last week following a one-month extension. U.S. President Joe Biden did not comment on reports of the United States on Sunday carried out another round of airstrikes against Iran-backed militia in Iraq and Syria. This time, it's in response to drone attacks by the militia against U.S. personnel and facilities in Iraq. In a statement, the U.S. military said it targeted operational and weapon storage facilities at two locations in Syria and one location in Iraq. It did not disclose whether it believed anyone was killed or injured. The strikes came at the direction of President Joe Biden the second time he's ordered retaliatory strikes against Iran-backed militia since taking office 5 months ago. Biden last ordered limited strikes against a target in Syria in February. Pakistan's interior minister said Sunday that the families of Afghanistan's Taliban reside in his country, including in areas around the capital, Islamabad, and the insurgent group's members receive some medical treatment in local hospitals. The admission by Sheikh Rashid Ahmad came during an interview aired by a privately owned Pakistani television channel. The significant departure from Islamabad's consistent rejection of allegations by Afghan leaders that Taliban use Pakistani soil to direct and sustain insurgent activities. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken and Israeli Foreign Minister Yair Lapid met in Rome as their governments look to turn a page on their relationship. New leaders in both the United States and Israel are trying to reset ties that have been varied and frosty and warm over the past 8 years during the presidencies of Barack Obama and Donald Trump, while former Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu was in power. Now with Trump and Netanyahu out, Joe Biden and Prime Minister Naftali Bennett will try to restore balance. Lapid told Blinken that Israel's new government wants to rebuild ties with Democrats who control Congress in the United States. That could help Israel, which opposes an expanded Iran nuclear deal, engage in those talks. Suspected militants fatally shot a police officer, his wife, and their daughter in Indian-controlled Kashmir, according to police. They say anti-Indian militants entered the officer's home in southwestern area late Sunday and fired indiscriminately at those inside. He was killed immediately while his wife died a few hours later. Their 23-year-old daughter died in the hospital Monday. The police labeled the incident a terror attack. South Africa's President Cyril Ramaphosa announced the country will tighten COVID-19 restrictions for 14 days as current containment measures are insufficient to cope with the speed and scale of new infections. The country, the worst hit on the African continent in terms of recorded cases and deaths, is in the grip of a third wave of infections. It recorded almost 18,000 new cases Saturday, approaching the peak of daily infections seen in a second wave in January. Local scientists say the Delta coronavirus variant seems to be spreading fast. Families of the missing have visited the scene of the Florida condo building collapse. The visit on Sunday took place as rescuers kept digging through the mound of rubble and clinging to hope that someone could still be alive somewhere under the broken concrete and twisted metal. The death toll rose by just 4 people to a total of 9 confirmed dead, but after almost 4 full days of search and rescue efforts, more than 150 people remain missing. No one has been pulled alive from the pile since Thursday, hours after the collapse occurred. And sensitive defense documents containing details about the British military have reportedly been found at a bus stop in England. The BBC reported Sunday the papers included plans for possible UK military presence in Afghanistan. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.